In 1971, I worked at the Silver Saddle in Pendleton. I was the bartender at the back bar. They had three bars in there. I looked out towards the front bar, and I saw somebody crawling under the tables. I went up to see what was going on and found out that it was Duff Severe. I asked him, "Duff, what are you doing?" He said, "I'm going to steal a pickle." I said, "Well, just take one, Duff. I'll get you a pickle." "No, no, no," he said. "One time in my life, I want to say I actually stole something." I said, "Well, all right, Duff. I'll just open the side door. I've got to go in there to get supplies, and I'll just ignore you when you come in." So he crawled in behind me and got his pickle and went back to his table. I've been gone from Pendleton for at least 5 years, and I went to work at the Copper Kitchen. Duff came up there one night. They had the usual rodeo crowd. I seen him come in and sit down. I told my waitress, "Would you tell me which one of those orders is Duff's?" She said, "Okay." She went over to take the orders and brought it back. Duff was having ham and eggs and pancakes. When she took the order out, I put a pickle on the ham and eggs, and the waitress took it over to Duff. Duffy got his order, and I could see him looking around. He looked down at the table, and he looked up, and everybody was hollering because he had a pickle on his plate. Duffy was still looking down at his plate, and then he started looking around the restaurant. "Okay," he said, "where's she at? I know she's here somewhere. She's the only one that knows the story about the pickle." So we had a catch-up session. I worked at the Silver Saddle, and Duffy loved to dance. He went around to these girls, but he ignored me, knowing me he knew I was married. He went around to all these other gals trying to get him to dance to Rollin' on the River. He was running around trying to get all these gals to dance to that. Nobody danced with him. I said, "Duff, what are you doing?" He said, "Trying to get these girls to dance with me." I said, "What's the matter? Normally they'll dance with you." "Yeah," he said, "but the one I want to dance to, they're afraid I'm going to have a heart attack." I said, "Duff, you're white-headed and you got the white mustache. They're probably afraid you're going to keel over." He said, "Ah, if I keel over, at least I'll go happy. Would you dance to this one?" I said, "Which song do you want to dance to?" "Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog." I said, "Yeah, I'll dance with you if you want." On my half-hour break, he came up, and we danced to Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog. He wanted me to dance with him a few more times, but I was out of wind. In the end, in thanks for dancing with him, he made me a silver-mounted saddle. I still have that saddle, a Duff Severe silver-mounted saddle. It's a miniature version. The old Silver Saddle bar burnt down with the original saddle that Duff made that hung in the Silver Saddle. The four girls got together and paid Duff to make that silver-mounted saddle. Duff only charged us $400 for it, which was a heck of a price for a Severe saddle. The four girls, the girls who worked in the restaurant in 1971, all got together and paid Duff to make that saddle. I was one of them. Shirley, her name was Malden at that time. Virginia Smith, I think was her last name. And one lady who was our overall person, I can't remember what her name was, we just called her Mother Superior. The saddle was rigged on a bracket to the ceiling. When I was there, we had one guy who actually made it to that saddle. It was Delbert Mitchell. He stacked chairs up, and when the floor girl wasn't looking, he got up on the table to get up to the saddle. Those were some days. My husband was from around the Pendleton area. He was a bronc rider at the Pendleton Roundup. His name was Jim Mayle. Rocky Beardsley was the one that came into the saddle. Delbert Mitchell, the one that climbed up and sat on the saddle, he was another one. I was in my early 20s then. I thought these people were all crazy. There was Rex Dunbar. Tex Smith, he was over at the Pendleton Roundup a lot. They were both from Harney County. Napoleon Birdwhistle, he was a black cowboy. He came into the saddle when he was younger. He was from just the other side of Diamond. I met a lot of Harney County cowboys, buckaroos. I met Larry Mahon, Slim Pickens, I knew Benny Johnson, Clint Eastwood. I met all these guys over at Pendleton. I met a lot of the old guys. I think I learned a lot from the old-time people. I met Smokey Osborne. He was one of the ones that taught me how to ride. I spent summers at their place here in Burns, and all the rest of the time I was out working for the Cattlemen's Association, and running wild is what they call it now. Doug and Kathy Jory met Sunday Mail one hot afternoon at the Burns Rodeo in 2004. Sunday was born and raised in the Burns country, but moved to Pendleton for several years and worked at the Silver Saddle, where she got acquainted with the rodeo crowd.